I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock, KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. It's partly cloudy. 91 degrees, KSL's top story. We are inching closer and closer to a record high temperature for this date. We are a tenth of a degree away right now, so let's cook up some live team coverage. Our Utah summer preview begins with KSL's Amy Kobabe. She's beating the heat in Centerville. Amy?
Jeff, kids are just jumping in without any kind of hesitation today at this pool and splash pad in Bountiful. The families here are chasing some kind of respite from the heat. In fact, today is one for the history books. We just broke the record in Salt Lake City, according to the National Weather Service. They say that 93-degree record has been broken. So the previous record was 92, set in 1958. And today is also the first time that we've broken the 90-degree mark for the year. And it's not just today, though, that we'll have the heat.
Clouds rolling in tonight will hold in the heat from this afternoon. And so I think where people will really feel the heat, if you haven't been using the AC, will be tomorrow.
KSL meteorologist Kristen Van Dyke also says, though, after tomorrow, we're in for a big cool down just in time for the Memorial Day barbecue. We've got a pretty good chance of some rain on the way Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
With team coverage, I'm Becky Bruce. The Utah Division of Water Resources released an update on drought conditions across the state today, and the picture is pretty bleak, even before we get to the heat of summer. One measure they watch is the statewide snow water equivalent, or how much water would be in our snowpack if it melted. This year it peaked at 12 inches. Normal is closer to 16. Reservoirs statewide are starting the summer lower than we were a year ago at 63% of capacity compared to 67% in 2021. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Spanish Fork has spent $3 million and they're saving 40 million gallons of water a year. They installed a new smart sprinkler system at the Oaks Golf Course, and Mayor Mike Mendenhall tells Dave and Dujanovic, that's just a start.
20 years ago, we made public infrastructure investments into Spanish Fork for secondary water and metering that to every home.
Mendenhall says there may be restrictions in Spanish Fork on how many days a week residents should use water, but not on which days they should use it. KSL's top national story. New details out of Texas, where the investigation into the elementary school shooting continues. Victor Escalon from the Texas Department of Public Safety says it looks like the shooter had an easy time getting through the door.
It appears it was unlocked. So we're going to look at that and try to corroborate that as best as we can.
Looks like the door was unlocked. 19 children and 2 adults were killed. Another 17 wounded. One of the teachers who died in Texas was Irma Garcia. Now her husband, Joe, has died from a heart attack. He was stricken while preparing for his wife's funeral. They were high school sweethearts, married 24 years. They had 4 kids. The State Department is leading an effort to uncover war crimes in Ukraine.
The so-called Atrocity Crimes Advisory Group will be tasked with supporting the Office of the Prosecutor General of Ukraine in its investigation and prosecution of conflict-related crimes. The group's experts will be primarily based in Poland, but will be able to undertake short missions to Ukraine with the goal of eventually relocating to the country. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the foreign debt.
Former President Trump and 2 of his adult children will have to testify about the family business. It's part of the New York Attorney General's investigation of that business.
The appellate court upheld a subpoena issued by the New York Attorney General's office as part of its civil investigation into how the Trump family real estate business valued its holdings. The court ruled former President Trump, Donald Trump Jr., and Ivanka Trump must sit for a deposition. The court rejected their arguments that the subpoena is part of a politically motivated investigation and improper because of a parallel criminal case. The decision said public statements by State Attorney General Letitia James do not support Trump's claim she's using the civil investigation to obtain information for use in a criminal proceeding. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Brace yourself for a lot of competition on the roads. The Memorial Day weekend travel rush has begun. This guy is grateful his family is coming to him and not the other way around.
They're going to come up for for like the next couple of days.
And they have to pay those gas prices.
They do, yeah. I mean, not me.
AAA puts the national average for a gallon of regular at $4.60. Utah's averaging just above that at $4.66 for unleaded regular. So when's best time to hit the road? Well, you probably missed it. KSL traffic reporter Andy Farnsworth says in the last few years, Thursday has been just as busy as Friday on the roads for Memorial Day weekend, which means Wednesday was the safe bet. Our geography doesn't help.
When you're leaving town, there's really only, because of the mountains and the lakes and things, there's only four ways you can go, really. You got I-80 to California, I-80 to Wyoming, or northbound 15 to southbound 15. So after 3 p.m. today, you're more likely to run into extra delays. Tomorrow, probably after 1 p.m.
Okay, good news, though. We have triple team traffic to get you there all afternoon today, and again starting at noontime tomorrow.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.